The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I found myself in a similar situation a few years ago, where a group of friends I was hanging around with were now involved with, the underworld and the cartels and the like. And it was sort of put on me to deliver certain goods to a certain country. And at that time, I refused. But then, threats were put on me and my family.
Hang on one second. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. So you had pressure on you to smuggle drugs into another country?
Yes.
Which country was it going to be?
It was Thailand. I went through with it all until I was at the airport. But
had the drugs on your person?
Yes, the drugs were in my bag.
Whereabouts were they in the bag? Sewn into the lining or...?
No, they were packaged perfectly in duct tape, and they were sealed up very securely. And
but you must have known. I mean, don't you ever watch these programs looking at customs? They X-ray the bags at both this end and the other end. They spot any packages that look suspicious.
Yes, but if you've got a small little box that looks like a box that could have chocolates in it, or a small little gift or a watch or something, it doesn't make it that suspicious once it's in your handbag.
And what were the drugs that you had in that little package?
It was heroin. The heroin was worth, I'll say at that time, just above 100,000 British pounds.
100,000 pounds.
Yes.
And you had it in a package in your suitcase as you arrived at the airport, and the intention was that you would travel to Thailand and smuggle that heroin into Thailand.
That is correct.
Are you aware that in Thailand, if you are caught smuggling drugs, the maximum penalty, if you're found guilty, is death by lethal injection? Were you aware of that?
Yes, I knew that. I knew that all these countries in Asia have got the toughest penalties for carrying drugs, using drugs, or especially smuggling drugs. I knew that.
How much were you going to be paid to smuggle this heroin in?
I was going to be paid £10,000.
So you arrived at the check-in desk. What happened next, James?
I spoke to the check-in staff, and I told the check-in staff not to be alarmed or to panic. I described two people that were in the crowd just behind me to her. I explained to her what had happened, and I explained to her that do not look at them, just write down what I'm telling you, check me in as normal, but the moment I go through security, then the security people can then pull me aside, and you people can then track these people that are behind me and apprehend them.
So they were waiting to see that you had gone through the barrier.
Exactly, because if we'd done anything to alarm them at that stage, who knows? Things could have just fallen through, and I could have still been in some very deep soup.
Your heart must have been absolutely pounding as you were standing there at the check-in
desk. Of course. Of course, Jonathan. When you're doing something that's illegal, especially involving drugs and shipping drugs to another country, everyone's heart is pounding. Anyone that tells you they're not afraid, they're lying.
So did the woman at the check-in desk, did she played along?
Yes, she played along. She checked me in as normal, and she wrote down the description of the men that I'm talking about behind me. She checked me in as normal. When I'd finished checking in, I went through security, showed my passport, went through. The moment I was out of sight, already there were law enforcement officers ready to pull me aside and hear what I have to say. And they then went and apprehended these men. And if I did not do that, Jonathan, I probably would not be here right now.